Well, hello again, and welcome to another edition of Chamber Chat. JB Gilmore, your host. I've got three people sitting with me. We got Jackson, Lisa Kriegel. Good morning. We've got Gavin, the man, the myth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For all of you that are listening in India, France, the Russian Federation, Germany, Mexico, Australia, thank you for listening. And that's true. These people are listening, as I can pull this up to you and show you right here. All over the world.
Actually insane.
Chamber Chat so popular. So thank you. I don't know how you would listen to us if you only spoke Russian. That would be kind of tough. Because does anybody here speak Russian?
No, but maybe they do it to learn more English.
That's true. So you're saying this podcast is teaching people around the world.
Oh, yes. Yes, they are.
Southern English at that.
Well, first of all, speak for yourself. I don't think my accent's that bad. I mean, there's different...
Well, you've been trying.
There's times. There are times.
I can hear when I talk and I say a certain word, it comes through. But
I don't try to mask mine. I just go with it.
No, I mean, I don't mask mine. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But
my son doesn't speak.
Yeah.
He's very, just a plain accent.
Don't you think it's different degrees of an accent?
Yes.
Though, right?
Oh, yes.
Because I've got some family. I got a family reunion today after we're here at this event. And we're going to talk about this event in a second. But... you want to hear some country. You want to hear some really, really southern talk. Mm-hmm. Go to Jemison, Alabama, the Jemison Park today, and you will hear it ad
nauseam. What's a beautiful day to have a family reunion?
It is a beautiful day to have a family reunion. And it's also a beautiful day to get together and do what we're doing today. It's the third annual Hueytown Chamber of Commerce Survivors and Thrivers Brunch. It's going to be so much fun. Mm-hmm. And Lisa, here's the thing about this. Of all the events we do, and this is what we were talking about before we came on. We hope to have a few people and a few guests to join us. But we were talking about this event's a little different. It's not Pompaloo. It's not Fall Fest. Mm-hmm. We don't have a bunch of fun activities. What this is we're talking about people that have fought such a terrible disease, mm-hmm. that are still here, that are still thriving, mm-hmm. that are surviving. And then we're also talking about people that put up the good fight, that mm-hmm. did all they could do. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes everybody, your clock ticks out, and that's what happens. But they continue to fight. And so this is what this event's about.
Yes, it is. So this is more personable to me this year because my sister-in-law will be joining me at my table, who is...
I need to meet her. I need to see her.
Yes, yeah. She's amazing. But she was just 3 days shy of her 45th birthday when she found out she had metastatic breast cancer. And so last year she was unable to attend, but this year she is. And she is in her first stage of her reconstructive surgery. And she is doing amazing, and she is cancer-free today. This is a little more personal to me this year because I do have her sitting in the audience today listening. And, so I hope everybody just appreciates her and her journey that she's had.
You know, normally I would joke to you about this and mess with you because that's what we do. We go to do TV together and we go do different
we have
events.
Good banter. Yeah.
But today it's actually, I'm not going to because you are going to be speaking today. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. And you kind of felt that you needed to explain that.
Yeah, well, I was, on my way to work yesterday morning, and instead of doing just my basic welcome, thank you sponsors, things like that, God just laid it on my heart to speak. I knew that Christy didn't want to, and I completely respect that, but I wanted to just kind of share a little bit of her story. And God just spoke to me and was like, look how impactful your table alone is, Lisa. You've got your sister-in-law. I have another friend who will be joining, and she lost her sister 2 months ago from breast cancer, who they were very, very close. I've got Christy's mother, who was with her from day one, took her to chemo, took her to radiation, took her to, through all those hard, appointments. And then I also have one of my dearest friends is a hairdresser. And I'm just going to share a little bit of her story of how... through the process of breast cancer or any cancer, but specifically breast cancer today, as we're here to remember today, she does have clients that will come in and just let her just take off what chemo left. But there are some women that she will go to their houses because it's just, a woman's hair identifies her a lot. And, you know, that's so hard for a woman to have to do that, have to lose their hair. And so she takes she has all different kinds of like little beanies for them, and she turns them around and she takes off gently what chemo left. And then she puts their beanie on their head and she said, in your time, you can take this off.
But yeah.
I'm going to, you know, she leaves them like that. And it's just kind of a special moment between her and a client that she has had for many, many years. So, you know, it's not all about it is about the family and the friends, but it's also the hairdressers, the bankers that deal with people coming in, the grocery store clerk, whatever, that have found all these, you know, relationships with these people over the years. So it impacts not only the family, but other people as well.
That's awesome. You know, when you think about that too. And again, I can't remember the speaker that I heard one time, but he said something I think was, it's very powerful and true. If it hasn't happened yet, one day you're going to either get bad news about yourself, mm-hmm. or you're going to get bad news about somebody you care for, mm-hmm. meaning cancer, mm-hmm. meaning, you know, mm-hmm. Heart failure, something, yeah. bad news. And I think when you get that, and people, and you never think it's going to happen to you. So it's so easy to just kind of go, well, you know, it's bad, this is bad, but you kind of just brush it aside. Mm-hmm. But I do think there is a difference when you're living with it, you're going through it, or you know somebody that's going through it, mm-hmm. and that makes it a lot different. You can tell by the way you're talking. Yeah, it definitely makes it more personable. And you know, we try to talk to people. I don't ask this question, but it's been a part of my thought process. For what do you do when you hear that kind of news? I mean, it's got to affect you in a way to where it's hard to even imagine. You can't really understand it until it happens to you. And so then you've got to figure, okay, I can't give up because I've got family, I've got friends, yeah. I've got kids, and yeah. I've got to keep fighting. And this really is what this event mm-hmm. is all about: survivors, thrivers.
Yeah, and you know, Christy was, she had her mammograms every year. She didn't have a history of breast cancer in her family.
Yeah.
And I mean, we all have itches in different parts of our body.
Sure.
But she had an itch up under her armpit and went to scratch it, and that's how she found her lump.
Wow. Wow.
So it's so important to, of course, and she wasn't even doing a self-exam. She had her mammogram. She thought she was good. And it wasn't even time for her next mammogram. And she found it as she scratched, and it was 7 centimeters.
So we do know that the quicker, mm-hmm. almost any cancer, right?
Correct.
The quicker you find it. Because mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people that have issues that won't go to the doctor because they just don't want to know, right?
Correct.
But in reality, though, you're only making it worse for yourself.
Yes.
So go to the doctor at least once, twice a year. Mm-hmm. Get checked out. Do what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Because you want to know, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's, you know, you have to be proactive with your health and be your own advocate sometimes. So
yeah, and you know, we're going to hear some stories today. We got speakers, and I think again, this is one of these events that I think is the most powerful event we do. And here's the thing: we're raising money as well. Hopefully, I'll know before I go on stage. But we had a goal of money that we were going to raise this mm-hmm. year, correct? And I think we're ahead of that.
Well, I think we've surpassed it.
So that's always.
I wish I had the number in front of us, but
I'll try to get the number so I can announce it on stage. But I mean, I think the chamber is doing good work, putting in good time, and mm-hmm. we greatly, greatly appreciate everybody mm-hmm. that is sponsoring. The sponsors for today, these are your major sponsors: Marika Coleman, she's a state senator; Patrick Sellers, state representative, District 57; Dr. Robin Conley. The Cashaw family, Jefferson County Sheriff Department, and Norton's Florist. You know, and here's also something great about this. The proceeds will benefit the local citizens providing mammograms for those without insurance and parking fees through the Baptist Health Foundation at Princeton Baptist Medical Center.
And they've been doing that for several years for us.
Yeah.
So we've been working with that organization. So
yeah, it's going to be great. So yeah. I know, Lisa, you've got to get things going. You got to do things. I know you've got plans. I look forward to hearing you speak, and I'm not even kidding this time. We're gonna have some fun.
Oh gosh.
Now after this is over with, we will make fun of you and other things after today. But today, I'm giving you a pass.
Thanks, Jamie.
So our next TV appearance, we're going to be talking about Fall Fest on television. You think?
I don't know. I haven't received an invitation.
I'm sure we will. I'm going to sit. You want to sit in the chair beside Catherine, though, right?
Always.
Okay, there you go.
I think we did very. I think that
we got a lot of love.
Yeah,
we got
much
a lot
better.
Yeah, and I just want to sit by Catherine as much as possible. So,
oh gosh.
So I just want to, because she's a good journalist. What do you think I'm talking about?
That
Gavin?
Is not why you want to sit by her. But anyway. Okay.
All right. Anyway, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank y'all.
Bye-bye. Come on, have a seat for us. Yeah, if you can, that'd be great. Once again, people are asking me questions and talking to me. We don't take that stuff out. We're going to be live. How's it going? Let's get that mic. Get that mic right there in front of you so you can talk. Hey there, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you today?
Great. Go in and introduce everybody and tell everybody why you're here.
I am Carol Rector, and I'm the director of the Hueytown Public Library.
Great. So what gets you out coming to this event today?
We are here to celebrate someone that's very close to the library as a survivor.
Okay.
And then just some friends that we are aware of who have struggled and are survivors as well.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And that person is here today?
No, she could not be here today.
Okay, but you're going to be in Celebrator. That's great.
Right.
That's
absolutely. Great. Absolutely.
You know, I was talking about this with Lisa before she left. This is such a great event for us because you're going to hear stories like this today.
You know? Oh, and you can see it in the tables.
Oh, yeah.
You know, by how we all have some way to recognize either those who are no longer with us or those that we're honoring.
Yeah, and again, the money, we're going to have a chance to raise money this morning. We've already raised money. There's that opportunity again. And this is a fight that's never over. We continue day to day to fight this, right?
It's strange that you said that because my theme for our table is fight like a girl.
I like that. Fight like a girl. Where'd you come up with that at?
A friend, another friend, ended up having a double mastectomy several years ago.
Yeah.
And there was a group of her friends who wanted to do something in honor of her and to kind of help her financially because she was off work for a long while.
Yeah.
And one of the people in the group came up with the idea of let's do t-shirts. And the theme was fight like a girl. And it had all the traditional boxing gloves and stuff like that on it. So
that is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I like that saying. I like it. Fight like a girl.
You should do that more, Gavin.
Yeah, absolutely. Gavin should do that more. I agree with that. Good drop in, Jackson. So real quick, I know you were talking about this, but anything you want to talk about the library coming up anytime soon?
There's not a lot going on at the library right now. This is kind of a quiet season for us. During the summer, we're really busy with children's programs and that sort of thing. But right now, we're just doing in-house stuff and, you know, ordering supplies, getting new books and things like that.
If somebody wanted to join or be a part of it, that's okay. I make Gavin turn his phone off all the time. If somebody wanted to join the library or be a part of it, you know, people sometimes, I don't even think they think about that anymore. But there's books, there's all kinds of things. The library has so many great things for people. How would they go about that?
Oh, a library card is free.
Is it free? It is free. Yeah, there you go.
In Jefferson County, our card is free. We're a member of a cooperative, Jefferson County Library Cooperative. And when you get one of these free cards, it gives you access to 39 other libraries.
Okay.
Online, you can go to our JCLC site and see what items are available.
Yes.
Because our library is not large enough to carry everything. And you can order things from other libraries and have it delivered to our library or any other library that's convenient for you, maybe close to your work or something like that.
Well, great. Listen, thank you for coming out.
Enjoyed it, and thank you for being here and supporting us.
Oh, absolutely. Looking forward to it. It's one of my favorite events. And just thank you for, and I hope with your friend that all this is going to turn out in a positive way.
It will. Thank you so much.
I like that thinking. Thank you so much. Wow. These are the kind of stories that, you know, we're going to hear today. I mean, it's very powerful.
It's very, very interesting as well. I wanted to say this when Lisa was still here, but my mother is a breast cancer survivor.
I did not know that.
She got it when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
It's 2016. I can't remember what year that was.
And you were probably kind of young to really appreciate.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
Yeah, what's going on.
And I was thinking about that. I was too young to really understand the gravity of the situation. And every time I think back on it, I'm just like, wow. Because she had 6 surgeries in 6 years.
Wow.
And, yeah, and now she's cancer-free. I mean, we hope. I mean, she hasn't been feeling well lately.
Yeah.
But she's been doing some blood work. Everything's come back fine. She has another appointment in December.
So, again, this as we're talking about this and this event unfolds, this is hitting pretty close to home for you. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, like, her mom died of breast cancer when she was 5 years old.
Your grandmother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you never really got to know?
No, I never really got to know her because she died when my mom was 5.
Wow. Yeah. And this tends to possibly be hereditary. yeah. can run in the family. But your mom right now is beating it. She's surviving. Oh, yeah. She is thriving.
She's doing really good.
Great.
And she fights for us every day, and I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the fact that you're here and you're telling that story. And I did not know that, but I'm glad that you shared that. And again, I think that's great, and I think that the fact that you in every little bit helps. I mean, you're here, you're volunteering, and that's huge. So great job, Jackson. Great job. Reese, are you going to join us?
Yeah, I was told to come.
Okay, Reese, have a seat. All right, so Reese, the last time I saw you, you brought the house down with the national anthem. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Was it at the Red, White, and Boom?
Yeah, that was.
I remember saying good luck as you were walking on stage. As you were walking on stage, and you kind of go, this is not going to be good. Which, it's a tough song to sing, though, right?
Yeah, it was, and I was very nervous because it was like a ton of people.
Man, there were a lot of people there. I mean, we were talking about that. Like, there's probably more people there than for Christmas, and that's, mm-hmm. you know, it's our biggest event. Everybody loves the 4th of July. Were you there?
No, I was at work.
You had to work on the 4th of July.
Making that bread. Mm-hmm. I mean, I worked at Splash Adventure. That's like, it's like one of our busiest days of the year.
It is. All right. Well, hey, that's okay. So, Reese, you're here, though, today, not in a volunteer capacity. You are actually here for a very important reason. Go ahead and explain why you're here today.
So my mom is a breast cancer survivor, and they asked me if I would come up and kind of say a few words about what the experience was like when my mom got diagnosed and how we've just been doing throughout the year. So I get to speak today, so that's fun.
Okay, so I've only been around you a few times, but you come across as somebody that's not really afraid of public speaking. Is that fair to say, or am I wrong about that?
My mom says that I'm not afraid of public speaking. Of course, I'm always nervous when I speak.
Yeah.
My legs probably will be shaking.
I get the same thing. Exactly. It's good to have nerves.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people are. For me, it's old hat. So it's, I mean, I've done it so many times, but I'm in the exception to the rule. I think most people, even if you're an honest person and you're not a nervous person, when you get on stage, it's going to be a little nervous. But mm-hmm. the good thing you got going for you today, this is not a... That was a balloon, by the way.
That was a balloon. That was a balloon.
That was a balloon. Not a good shot. Everybody looks around and goes... And Gavin was going, I think I should leave now.
That's the second one today.
Scared everybody a little bit.
That's been here.
But, you know, you're not doing a school project. And you're not doing a speech. You're talking about your mom. So it's going to be easy for you.
I mean, to some degree, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of also awkward because me and my mom, like... We have, like, a friendship kind of relationship, but I guess we haven't really talked much about the whole thing just because it was, like, 5 years ago.
So you were, okay, so
yeah.
Jackson was explaining his mom, he was in fifth grade, is that correct?
It's around that time.
Okay, so he was around fifth grade. So being kind of young, I don't think you grasp all that.
You don't grasp the whole thing.
The whole thing. Now that you're older, you understand a little more.
So yes, I feel like I understand a lot more than when I was younger.
Yeah, I'm sure you researched. Yeah, yeah. So, when you found out, did you really know what was going on?
For me, I think I did. I'm just not with my like emotions when something pops up. I think I'm more of a person to kind of just put down everything and not really think about it.
Yeah.
And so I put it off and I was like, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
They called her and I was in the car with her. And so like I was there firsthand as she was hearing. But I was like, it's fine. God's got it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to put pressure on myself because, like I said, I was young. It was 5 years ago. I'm 16.
Yeah, you were
like,
11 years old when that happened. Yeah.
It was a while. So it was just kind of like a wild journey with my mom. So, yeah.
Let me ask you this. You probably don't remember this, but what was her attitude about that?
So we were driving on the interstate because I think she was dropping me off at some kind of practice I was doing.
Sure.
I was doing a lot of things at the time. But she had to pull over to the side of the road, and I was very confused because she wouldn't tell me what was going on, but I could tell, like, I could just tell in her voice and, like, her demeanor had changed from when that phone call, like, was just ringing. Like, she knew something was happening. And so I could definitely tell she was scared.
Yeah.
Everybody would be scared in that situation. She knew what the call meant whenever they said they needed to talk a little bit more.
Yeah.
And so I could definitely tell she was scared, which made me scared. She's my mom.
You yeah, of course.
Your parents are scared.
Yeah, yeah.
It's I mean, everything's going bad. No.
Well, they lead the charge in that.
Exactly.
You're going to reflect how they feel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could definitely tell she was scared. So that made me nervous. But afterwards, she was super strong about it. She was not afraid. So I think she really helped me kind of grasp the idea of what it was. and help me not spiral out of control.
So today, as we get ready for this event, how was her attitude about cancer, and how do you think, does she feel the need to really speak out and make sure everybody that's going through this remains positive? Because all you can do is fight. At the end of the day, we have no control, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think once you realize that in life, that you have no control over it, it makes it probably not makes it any better, but it gives you a calmness. So what's her attitude like today?
I think she has a very strong attitude when it comes to this. She's not backing down. She's really an advocate, and she speaks for the women, and she's like such an empathetic person and really just feels what other people are feeling. So I feel like even though she's been cancer free for 5 years now, this will be her 5 year month. But like, she's just strong, and she really just wants to be there and help women and like tell them, hey, it's not the end. So I don't think she's worried. I don't think she's nervous. She's very strong when it comes to this topic. And she's just here to be a support.
Well, I saw her walk in, and she seems very happy. You know, she's excited. I think she's excited to hear you speak today.
I think so as well.
So do you have kind of, do you know what you're going to say? Do you kind of have it written? Do you have anything written down? Is it going to be off the cuff? And do you think it's going to be emotional, or are you going to be able to get through it?
So I don't have it written down, but of course, like, I have like the bullet notes in my head.
So you've been working. Okay, that's what I do. Okay,
I know what I'm going to say.
You kind of have a beginning, a middle, an end. And you know how, and you kind of know how you want to get there. I will say this from speaking a lot sometimes, that always is great. And then you get lost in the weeds. I know I do sometimes.
Yeah.
But don't worry about it, because here's the thing. People are so happy to hear what you're going to have to say today. So there is no pressure. There's nothing you could do on stage that's going to be wrong. So do not be nervous. Just tell your story. And I'm pulling for you. I'm gonna to the side of the stage. Do you want to sing afterwards? Is that it?
No? I'm good. No. Thank you.
Are you going to be singing?
You should sing for us, Reese.
No.
Reese,
I'm good.
Are you going to sing at the next Red, White, and Boom? Can I plan that around that? Can we get that?
If I get asked to, maybe.
Well, listen, we're so happy you're here. Thank you for sharing, and we'll talk to you later. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's great. So there you go. Like I said, we might have somebody on. We're going to be getting out of here in just a few moments. I'm going to be on stage. I got to go over the script a lot. I tell you, it's tough. You'll be up there sometimes. You'll hear that story, and it'll get you so emotional. And then I got to go back up there, you know, and try to not lighten the mood, but bring it down a nudge. Because it's so many great stories. I mean, she is talking about her mom and how she survived. I mean, it doesn't get any more powerful than that.
And also, it hits close to home for everybody. I'm pretty sure everybody here knows somebody, whether it be a relative, a friend, whoever, that has fought and or has fought valiantly or has won their battle. And I think it'll hit everybody today. I know I'll be crying.
Well, this is
I cry a river.
So Jackson, he's telling you right now that he's emotional. Yeah, and this is one of those days where there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. Will Gavin get emotional? I don't know. I've never seen Gavin get tear up before.
It's not very often. I really don't know why.
He's stone cold. So the doors will open at 9:30. Here's the great thing for the second, maybe the third year in a row. This is an absolute sellout. I did an event the other night here locally. We were talking about, could we get people involved? Is there any room? And I was told, don't announce it, because it is an absolute sellout. So the tables are sponsored. It's going to be a packed house. We're looking forward to it. Mayor Ware is going to be here speaking. We got a song going to be sung by First Missionary Baptist Choir. Lisa Kriegel, as she told you, will be speaking. And again, normally, I will mess with Lisa a lot. But I will not today. I'm completely her biggest fan. Dr. Robin Conley will be speaking. She's from Brookwood Primary Care at Gardendale Princeton Hospital. Electra Faye Coleman. Adrian Kinsley Gunselman. I got to find out if I'm saying that right. And, of course, she just talked from Reese Franklin. So it's going to be great. We also got a song from Three Generations. And we got a raffle drawing. We're going to be giving away some prizes and things. So it's going to be great. I also want to thank our sponsors again. Well, we want to thank North Island Baptist Church and Pastor Michael Wallace for letting us be here today and have this event at the church. We want to thank Marika Coleman, our state senator, Patrick Sellers, state representative from District 57, Dr. Robin Conley, the Cashaw family, Jefferson County Sheriff Department, Norton's Florist, Proceeds will be local citizens providing mammograms for those without insurance and parking fees through the Baptist Health Foundation of Princeton and Baptist Medical Center. Last year, $5,000 was our goal. We have surpassed it. We're looking to see if we can double it. That's our plan, and we hope that we can make that happen. You'll be able to make a donation today. And I see one thing that I haven't talked about. With brunch and with breakfast, you got to have food. Gavin, I see you eyeing the waffle trays over there.
Yeah, I do. So I don't blame them. I've been eyeing them, too.
Does anything smell better than a waffle? I mean, it's...
Bacon.
Okay, bacon, waffle. And the breakfast thing. All right, don't call me when I'm on the air. Yeah,
I will say, I do think breakfast is probably the best-smelling meal.
Really? So rank them 1 to 3 best-smelling meals. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
I think it goes breakfast, dinner, then lunch.
Well, it depends on what you have for lunch.
That's true.
And lunch can just be like, usually lunch is quick, though, right? Like a sandwich.
But if you have a cookout at lunch, that's where it's at.
For me, it's a pizza lunchable that I can grab and eat on the way to where I'm going.
Yeah, that's what.
Quite tasty.
That's more like a snack.
And good for you, too. That's great for you.
Lunch is usually like a quick snack, like a big snack, essentially, for me.
Caitlin, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I just saw you just sit down right there. Jackson's grabbing guests, grabbing people. Yeah. Awesome. Great.
He tried getting his sister, but she said no.
Yeah. I tried getting my sister.
She would do it?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Turn around.
Very, very quick.
So, Caitlin, it's your second episode. Did you listen to your debut?
I couldn't find it.
Okay, it's on Spotify.
So it's out today.
It's out today.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then no, I didn't listen to it. It was last week.
He's going to pull it up for you. Also, you know what? I said this at the beginning, so I want to do this again just to tell you the reach of this podcast, okay? To let you know what's going on with the reach of the podcast. And I had it pulled up, and I lost it. Let me get love.
On the audio boom, it goes into detail, like where they're from, what device. I mean,
So we've got people listening in Russia. We got people listening in Germany. We got people
in
Pakistan. We got people listening in India. We also got people, there are actually a good number of people listening in New York. And that's
I'm from New York.
There you go. What part of New York?
Whitestone.
Whitestone. Where's that? I can say I don't know New York that well. I've only been in New York City. That's the only place.
Do you know where Flushing is?
Oh yeah, we're the Mets. Yeah.
Flushing, and then it's like up north of Flushing. It's
so
like
Flushing and Queens are kind of close, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's like 10 minutes away.
Okay, so how long have you lived in Alabama? Because you've gotten rid of the New York accent. It is now you are full Southern. We were talking about that earlier, right?
I was born in New York, and then I lived up there till I was like 3 or 4, I think, and then I moved down here. But we still go back up there like twice a year. So
back up there. See, you got the I heard it. There he is. The Southern accent
you
is
said
there.
You didn't have it earlier, and then you said
no.
Country.
I mean, I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Okay. Thank you. I was messing with her. Don't call me out for it. That was me. See, like right now, I'm not doing that.
Well, you're doing it on purpose, so we don't call you out.
Well, and everybody has it. If you live down here long enough, and I've taken classes to kind of get rid of mine.
And have you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because he does a lot of public speaking.
Well, and also, I did stuff, radio stuff nationally.
Yeah, that's why you have the podcast voice.
I had this class called Broadcast Announcing in college, and you would go and you would read all these words. And I never realized how bad that we butcher the English language in the South until I started doing it. So for every word that you got wrong, it took a point off. So when I first started, I was like a 70, a 68. I was like, okay, I gotta step my game up. I'm going to pass this class. I got to where I had like a 95, a 98. So I was only mispronouncing a couple of the words. But, man, and the professor would just – she would – yeah, treat you terribly if you did it. Because she was from, like, Illinois. And so, like, it was bad. Saturday. How do we say that in the South?
Saturday.
Saturday. Man,
it's Saturday.
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 Saturday. It's
Saturday.
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 Saturday. We do. Saturday. That's how we say it in the South, right?
Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. It's not easy, is it?
You see, like, the days of the week.
All right. Okay, so guests.
Monday.
Guests.
Yes.
No, it's not guest. It's guests. That's
guests.
How you say yeah.
All right, we're having guests over.
We're having guests over.
I don't like that.
Guests over.
Yeah, see, here's what's crazy. When you say something your whole life, it sounds weird. But if you go to somewhere, let's just say you go to Indiana, that's how they would say it.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, but we cut off words. And we talk slow in the South. See, what helped me growing up was I was a fast talker, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it did help me. When I took this class, it was a little easier for me. But, I mean, okay, here's one more. Mathematical.
Mathematical.
There you go. Mathematical. That's how you're supposed to say it.
I'm supposed to disconnect. I'm supposed to disconnect it.
Mathematical. That's how you're supposed to say it. It's listen.
That's mathematically impossible.
Well, it's crazy, but it's going to be a good time. We're so glad everybody's here. We're going to get ready to wrap this up. We were hoping we'd have another person on, but I've got to go over the script. And the worst thing you can do in an event like this is mispronounce somebody's name. And that's probably going to happen at least once today. So I hope that. Caitlin, are you praying?
I am.
Okay, great.
10:30.
I heard that. Okay, so Debbie's got a boa, pink boa. You need me? Okay, so we're going to go ahead and cut this off.
You're getting the pink boa.
Okay. Okay, we're going to finish this up. We're going to get out of here. Thank you so much for joining us. This event is so special. When you listen to it and realize that if you don't have somebody that's going through this, there's a good chance that you're going to know somebody one day or you're going to have somebody in your family, and that makes this a little more powerful. So thank you so much for joining us. I don't have a go-home song. Give me a go-home song that fits.
Oh, that fits?
Yes.
I was thinking Beat It by Michael Jackson. But that might be.
Is there anything? Is there any kind of more of a religious based something that?
My gosh, I can't think of what it is. I have to find it.
I just want one song before I get out of here.
I was about to
say. We do Gratitude by Brandon Lake.
Okay, there you go. Gratitude by who?
Brandon Lake.
That's your go home song. Until we meet again, you've been listening to a very special episode of Chamber Chat.
All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do. But every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah. Just one move with my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a heart. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song.
throw up my hands, praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king.